Elected officials, including Governor Andrew Cuomo, while gathered Wednesday to discuss the winter storm, suggested weather extremes are becoming the new normal.
We are getting more and more storms with a higher level of frequency. That is not a political statement. That is a fact.
Is it? WBFO decided to ask meteorologists, including Stephen Vermette of Buffalo State College. It's possible, he says, and he explains why.
We know that temperature differences between the equator and the poles are lessening due to warming. We know the Arctic is warming at a faster rate than other parts of the world. This is going to decrease upper air wind speed. So that's step one. Step two is, as upper air wind speeds, the jet stream, decrease, they're going to tend to oscillate or wobble, moving north and south.
Which is why we can get a polar vortex in the continental U.S. Diminishing Arctic ice also contributes, and while we may be suffering through severe cold here, parts of Australia recently endured record hot temperatures. Former television meteorologist Don Paul, who now contributes to the Buffalo News, says those who continue to use cold weather as a means to dismiss global warming are showing scientific illiteracy. But he is not yet calling this storm an example of a new normal.
So we are seeing more extremes, but I don't think any case can be made that this blizzard, which at this point is just barely reaching blizzard criteria, is directly tied to a new normal. We're really not certain how the absolutely definite mean global warming is going to impact the eastern Great Lakes. There's still a lot of uncertainty about that.
Paul says the Great Lakes serve western New York as a buffer. It has kept the region from reaching triple-digit heat, and it's also why Buffalo has not been as cold as Chicago. But he also says it's incontrovertible. The global mean temperature is increasing, and it will result in more weather extremes. Michael Marziak, WBFO News.